Welcome to the fantastic backstage rehearsals for Hot Ice 2025. Excess takes to the stage on the 10th of July, and it's all very exciting here in the arena at Pleasure Beach. I'm joined by an array of guests today, but not least the lady in charge, as you know, Amanda Thompson, OBE, who is the director of this year's performance. As always, welcome.
Thank you, Andy, and welcome to you too. Thank you for coming back to see us again.
Thank you. How's it going?
I think it's going, at this point, very, very well. It's freezing cold in here, and everyone else outside is loving the sunshine and the hot weather in the UK right now. But we're in our little fridge freezing. So that's why I'm so wrapped up, and that's why all of us are so wrapped up. But we've been working here. We start work rehearsals at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we run all the way through until we finish at night. So sometimes that can be 7 o'clock, sometimes it can be 8, sometimes 9. But we're always here making sure that the cast are comfortable with everything they're doing and we're moving forward just a little bit each day. We're now in costume, which is unheard of at this time.
So you're making excellent progress. Where on earth do you start?
Well, you start at the beginning, Andy, like you start with everything. But you start with one of my weird, crazy dreams. And then I write things down in the middle of the night and drive everyone mental. And then I come in and I write things on my iPad and send it out. And hopefully everyone's got their iPads turned off in the middle of the night, because otherwise things will be pinging through all night. But then I go into wardrobe and we design the costumes. And then I choose the performer. Well, firstly, I start with the performers. So I work very closely with Alexa, who's with us today. Alexa Robinson, she's the casting director. Alexa Scott Robinson, sorry. She's the casting director for Stageworks Worldwide Productions. So she helps me get all the skaters from all over the world together. And more importantly, she gets them here.
What are you looking for in the ideal skater to take part in Hot Ice?
Well, preferably somebody that's very, very experienced at doing triples, quads, very good at sport, athletics. And a lot of them have never been in a show before. And I think, to be perfectly honest, having skaters that have never been in a show before is quite helpful when you come to Hot Ice, because you don't have any habits from performing elsewhere. So we can really start with people from the very beginning and teach them how to perform and how to work and how to really do the technically the most difficult show in the world, and that's what Hot Ice is. Technically, for skating, it's the most difficult show.
So these skaters come from all over the world, lots of different languages as well then, I guess. So when you get them all here in the arena, how do you go about directing them?
Well, we all speak English, and I'm very good at shouting, and and I'm also quite good at gesticulating with my hands. So I think we get things across, and everybody sort of by the end of rehearsals can speak some English. Not at the beginning, but some English. And I think the most difficult thing for skaters is, skaters basically learn to skate as individuals. So when they come to the ice, it's very, very complicated, because suddenly they've got 32 people all around them skating in the same way within their little space. And they get freaked out by that. And also the speed at which our skaters go is different from any other ice show. And if you're here in the arena, you feel the speed. And that's why we wrap up warm all the time, because we get quite cold sitting here. Because when they skate past you, you get this rush of breeze coming at you, and it's actually freezing cold air. But you do really feel the speed and the power at which they're skating. And they're going at breakneck speeds.
And does that speed build up then over the 2 weeks of rehearsals when they get more and more used to being on the ice?
No, the speed is fast from the moment they step foot on. It's like the mini Olympics. The first day they step foot on the ice, it's like the mini Olympics. So, but what they do is they get used to having other people close by. And hopefully, with all the weeks that we have to rehearse, they're not too close. And we can make sure. You can't forget, though, they've got a blade at the end of their leg. So that is really, really tough to contend with, because that blade is sharp. And some of them have a really different toe rake at the end, because if you're doing quads and triples, the toe rake you have is totally different from people that are doing ice dance. So the blades are very different. And but they're very sharp. All of them have one thing in common. They're very, very sharp.
Very sharp.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'd start on the ice. I remember coming here on a Sunday afternoon when I was a young lad. I think I never dared leave hold of the side of the rink for falling over, of falling over.
Sometimes that happens here too.
I'll have to give it a go. Amanda, we'll come back and chat in just a few moments' time. Let's talk to a couple more of our guests then today, because we're all here in the rink. Let's start first of all with the lady who's been in charge of knocking the ball into shape in the last hour. I've been watching you. Now this is Lindsay Brown, yes. Choreographer. Lindsay, how's the dancing going at the moment?
Yes, really good. They're trying really hard. A lot of them, like Amanda had says, come from the sports background, so they've not done a lot of dance, a lot of like kind of choreography. And one of the numbers that we do, it's got a lot of dance. So we spend a lot of time in the studio in front of the mirrors, because they've never moved like this before. So, but they're trying really hard and they're doing a good job. So by opening night, they'll be ready.
You sounded very encouraging in the way that you were dealing with them a few minutes ago.
Oh, I'm glad. I must have been putting on a show and knew you were there.
Andy, I think what's also really important is to understand that Ola Jaskalainen is the choreographer of the show, who puts the actual skating moves in. Lindsay works on all the dance moves and Ola works on all the skating moves. So it's good to really understand we have got two people working on that.
And we'll be chatting with Ola a little bit later on Zoom as well, because he's out of the country at the moment.
But he flew back to Canada yesterday because he works for the cricket club in Toronto, which is the world famous skating school. And that's where Brian Orser works, and Ola works for Brian Orser. We've got the Olympics coming up next year, so they're training all the hopefuls for the Olympics next year.
Wow.
Global hopefuls.
And the pressure's on there as well.
Very,
less
very,
than a
very,
year to go to the Olympics.
Yeah, very high pressure there, yeah.
So we've got two lots of choreographers. Ola, of course, in charge overall, and Lindsay on the day-to-day here.
Yeah.
Are you seeing progress then the way you'd like to see it?
Yes, yeah, every day they come in and they're learning a little bit more and they're performing a bit more. And also this arena, it's not like any other arena they've ever performed in. They've got to really learn to perform from their chest. So rather than just lifting their head, we're always going on to them about performing and thinking of your eyes being on your chest so that you really perform up to that back row. So it's everything's different for them. You know, even the most experienced skater, when they come to hot ice, they learn something new. So it's great. It's a good challenge for them all.
Is it difficult performing effectively in the round? I know there's one side missing to the stage, but your audience is all around. Does that pose a problem?
No, and sometimes dancers are the same as skaters. Sometimes when you're in the back, you think you can take your foot off the gas and have a little bit of a rest. But here at the arena, there is no hiding. You can be seen from every angle, so you have to perform full out all the time.
I can imagine there is no taking your foot off the gas here. Amanda would spot that.
Yeah.
My goodness me. I've heard Amanda pull people into line if they do. Thank you for that, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Let's move on and chat to Alexa Robinson.
Hello.
Who is PA to Amanda. Now, it's been your job to actually get these artists into the country, hasn't it?
It is, and that has become more challenging over the years with certain Brexity things and whatever else. But I think the key is to starting the whole process early. So already now we're looking for next year, for cast for next year, and we start the process now. I've known, because a lot of them tour when they're not here, a lot of them go to ships and this, that and the other, so getting them to certain embassies and a gap in their schedule when they're on tour is difficult. So we have to start early, I think that's key.
We mentioned a few years ago, actually, following Brexit, the difficulty in trying to get these people from other countries into the UK. Has that got any easier?
It's not got any easier, no. If anything, it's worse, to be honest, because I used to have a timescale that I could work to, but now, you know, you're meant to get a visa approved within 6 to 8 weeks, but that's not the case. You don't know when you send a performer whether they're going to get it in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 3 months. So it's difficult. It's difficult.
My goodness me. So it's very difficult to actually cast the thing completely right down to the final person until that final visa's in place.
It is. It is difficult, but we have a lot of skaters that want to come to this show. So we do have quite an extensive reserve list for that reason. So if somebody can't come the day before or the visa doesn't get approved, then we have people always ready to jump in.
Are there many British skaters taking part this year?
I think this year we've got 5, which I think is quite a lot. Normally we don't have that many, but we do. And British, but also local from Blackpool. So it's lovely to see them where they train. So it's lovely to see them performing and being able to show their friends and family what they do.
That must mean such a lot to perform
Definitely.
At Hot Ice
Definitely.
Here at Pleasure Beach in their own hometown.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Let's move on to Ian. Ian's company manager. Hello, Ian.
Hello, how are you doing?
Not so bad now then. How is it going? And just explain to me what the company manager's role is?
Basically, my job is babysitting everybody. So I'm basically dad for the summer. I also have to protect the integrity of Amanda's work and Ola and Lindsay's work. So I have to just keep on top of them and make sure that they're maintaining their health and fitness, and they're maintaining their costumes, their look, and their choreography of the show as well.
How difficult is that over time then in the rehearsals?
And at the moment, it's quite easy now because Lindsay's here. But when she goes, I'll tell you in a couple of weeks. So yeah.
What are the main issues then that come up when looking after the company?
At the moment, it's just obviously they're all very tired, so we're just trying to keep them perked up and, you know, ready to go, because we are drilling them hard, but that's because Hot Ice is the best ice show in the world. And yeah, mainly that, really, just keeping everybody ready to go.
Is there that sense of excitement as you get near to opening night?
Oh, 100%. And you can sense it every day, like when numbers get better and better and stronger and stronger, as you saw there. You start seeing the end result like coming to fruition, and then you can start getting a bit excited, and I feel proud of them. That's why I feel like their dad. Yeah.
Well, we were looking at the performance a few moments ago, and Lindsay was knocking them into shape there. You weren't entirely happy by the end of that, were you, Lindsay?
It wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect, but it was better.
Yes.
But you know, we've still got every day. We can't say they're amazing yet, or they'll get, you know, they'll take their foot off the gas. We have to keep pushing a little bit. So we just say it's better. We don't say it's great.
Yeah. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Yeah. Ian, thank you very much for that.
No worries, thank you.
Amanda, just a few days to go then now, before curtain up, what is there still left to do?
Well, there's a lot left to do, but we've got all the lighting to actually programme, make sure that that's working correctly for each scene, make sure everything is smooth, all the transitions are seamless, and making sure that all the costumes are working properly and no zips are coming undone, and making sure all the changes are really seamless. It is just making sure that everything is perfect. And that takes time.
Let's talk about the soundtrack as well, because that is always absolutely amazing, isn't it? Who does it? Where do you get it from?
Well, I have three people that write the music for Hot Ice. And one of them is known as, in the world of music, is known as the Notable Stranger. But Glenn Robertson. So that's...
He's not a stranger anymore now.
Well, no, he's no stranger now, because I've just outed him. So he rearranges music for... He has written music for Malcolm McLaren. He has done loads of music over the years for Eurovision. He's based in Germany, and he writes music for so many people, so many famous stars.
So where does he get those ideas from? Because it's all very, very contemporary, isn't it?
I sent him very, very strict notes, and we have meetings, and then he totally ignores everything I say. And so then I go, where's the beginning, middle and end? And I have to go back to square one again. And then we do actually have a really good time working together and getting it sorted and making sure that we have the soundtrack that we have. That's amazing. Then I have Berenice Scott, who writes some really beautiful lyrical music for us. And she does, and she sings as well. And she really writes beautiful music. It's really lovely.
It's soulful
stuff. Craig Hemmings.
And Craig Hemmings as
well. Craig Hemmings, who most people would know runs a very big company in the UK, but his hobby and his love is theatre, film and music. And he has an amazing talent for writing pretty interesting music, I think. And he used to be in the band when he was at uni, so... I sort of bring that side back out in him, I think, and he writes great songs for us.
It really is the sort of music that you can pop on in the car and listen to. I remember many years ago you could buy the CD of the soundtrack, couldn't you?
You still can. And you can buy it online now. You can download it and buy all the soundtracks online. You can't buy the CD anymore because nobody wants to buy a CD. It's only me that likes to have a CD and look at the cover and read everything. But I think there's only me now in the world that buys CDs. I still do if I can. But certainly you can buy all the soundtracks online.
Excellent. We look forward to that. So, few more days to go. Are you excited?
I'm always excited. Producing live shows is so important today because all kids sit behind video games and TV and they don't really interact. And I think coming to watch a live show is very, very important for families, for everyone, because you can interact and take home a totally different memory. And we're all seeing the same thing, and we all see something that we all like differently in when you watch a live production. And I think it's really great that, because a live performance is, well, it shouldn't be different every day, but it always is, because you just never know if somebody is going to have a trip or a fall or something. And some people like that thrill of that, knowing that that could happen. But particularly here, because you're going at such a fast speed, it's totally different from watching it on a video, and it's totally different from playing a video game. Because if you were an ice skater in a video game, it wouldn't feel like this.
And how do you feel on that first night when you're sat up there at the back watching?
Pretty hopeless at that point, because there's nothing I can do. I think at that actual moment, you have to try and sit back and enjoy the work of the few weeks before that. But it is hard, and it is a bit nerve-wracking, because I think I'm fine when the last note of the finale has been played and everybody, the tabs are closing, the curtains are closing at the end of the show. And I think then I can just breathe a sigh of relief, thinking, thank you, everyone. You've all done a great job. But that's everyone, from the crew to the sound guys to the everyone working backstage, to everyone in the show, to the dressers, to the wardrobe team, to everyone here today as well. It's everyone's work all together that makes this show amazing.
Just finally, and we'll go around all the team, favourite bits of the show this year to look out for?
Oh, my goodness me. The whole show is my favourite, because mm-hmm. I have different, depends what mood I'm in.
Yeah.
Everything always
it changes
depends
each
on
day,
my, yeah, everything depends on my mood.
Lindsay, have you got a favourite part?
Mine's would have to be Utopian.
Utopian, we'll look out for that. Is that particularly intricate when it comes to the dancing?
That's the dancey one.
That's the dancey one, is it? That's spoken like a true choreographer. Alexa?
I think probably because it's such an iconic kind of finale that's been, it's the same finale that we've had for quite a few years.
Joy to the World?
Yes, that's the one. So it's lovely. It's so nice. And that soundtrack is amazing. And the skaters, I think, breathe a sigh of relief when they get to that. So honestly, they come out with the most smiliest, beaming faces because they got through it. And us watching it as well, I think it's lovely.
It's such an inspirational tune as well, isn't it? And it's so famous. It's associated now with
Hot Ice. Everybody sings it. If you listen to the audience, obviously their diehard fans know every single lyric. So does Ian.
And Ian, do you sing it in the shower at home?
He does.
I sing it everywhere.
So that for me is the finale.
That's terrific. Ian, apart from that?
I'm going to go the opposite end. I'm going to bookend, Alex, and I'm going to go the very opening, because we tease what we can do and we show off some gorgeous costumes. And I think that piece of music this year is incredible.
Terrific. So much to look forward to. Thank you all for joining us today. Amanda, you're going to get some sleep before opening night, I hope, are you?
I hope so, yeah. But Andy, as always, thank you very much for coming to see us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hot Ice opens at the Blackpool Ice Arena here at Pleasure Beach Resort on the 10th of July.